This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Artie, I have a wonderful story to tell you, but I'm not going to tell it to you right away because Scott has been waiting to talk with me, and I don't want to keep him waiting any longer than absolutely necessary. But, Blake, remind me to remind me that I have a story to share with everybody. But, Scott, I wanted to welcome you very first and tell you thank you for being patient and ask how I can help you today.
Well, thank you, Blake. I appreciate his effort also. It's most important. That's Dr. Joy. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
Can you please give me a test, ask me 1 to 5 questions to see if I'm a narcissist? If you don't mind. That's what I've been holding for. And I will answer truthfully.
Okay, fair enough. Can I ask you before we start this little interrogation, who decided you were a narcissist?
My mother and one of my best friends. And they
called me blankly.
Yeah, that's a tough one, too. And I investigated, and I certainly don't think I am, but I want to know if you would consider me one. And I won't be offended. Please ask me a tougher question.
No, I got it. Well, all right, so when you looked up the definition, I assume.
Absolutely. I thought it was a compliment. I found out it was not.
No, it's not a compliment.
I agree.
I don't know that anybody's ever called anybody. Well, the only way I think you... How did you decide it was a compliment? How did you think it might
have
been?
Anything that's said to me, thank you. Yeah. I just got insulted. I did not know the meaning of the word. And I asked someone what it mean, and it's like, if you put yourself before, you're better than everybody.
Okay.
And I have to agree that I think that I'm consistent. How's that?
Well, all right.
If you give me a test, I want you to decide if I am, and I won't be offended. Please do.
All right. So let me give you a little bit of background before I sort of conjure up a test out of nothing, out of my head, which I suppose isn't actually nothing, which is the legend of Narcissus, which presumably you looked up, who was somebody that the gods determined should be very beautiful. And he was so taken with his own beauty, looked in the water, saw his own reflection, and leaned over to kiss it and drowned.
And I damn good looking.
Oh, well, there you go. All right. All right, so a narcissist is somebody who is, if we take it from the Greek legend, is somebody who is very taken with their own self, and particularly their own beauty. That's where the original term came from.
It's
been expanded. So I suppose question number one would be, do you view yourself as inordinately beautiful or handsome? Okay, well, that may put you on a narcissistic scale, or at least on a path. The term has been expanded to include not only people who view themselves as beautiful, but smarter than everybody else, the smartest person in the room, the most deserving person in the room, probably those two. I was going to say the luckiest, but I don't know that narcissists necessarily view themselves as lucky. They view themselves as blessed.
Yeah, luck doesn't factor in. But yes, question two is yes.
Okay. Number three, the real issue about narcissists is not only that they think that they're better than everybody else, but because they think they're better than everybody else, they tend to dismiss other people. And they dismiss them in several ways. They dismiss them as being inferior, but they also dismiss them as being even similar to self, so that that anything you do to them, that you narcissists tend to view other people. I was going to say beneath contempt, but it's not even that. They don't even view other people as having any particular meaning in their life, except as an audience.
My two dogs I care about more than most of my neighbors.
Well, but this would narcissism tends to deal with
the inner self.
No, not with the inner self, with other human beings rather than.
Right.
I mean, the thing about a dog. I mean, to a certain extent, I suppose the ultimate companion for a narcissist is a dog because they don't ask very much of you except to pat them on the head occasionally and feed them, and they'll lick your hands and feet. I mean, that they think you're the best thing since sliced bread. So having a dog doesn't necessarily take you out of the narcissistic category. But having the sense that other people's feelings don't matter, or not even, it's not even that they don't matter, you don't even consider them, would put you the narcissistic scale.
I see.
So, and again, I don't think dogs are going to take you out. So, number one,
I do care about other people. That'd be a no, though. I don't know if they other people.
All right, but if you look at number one and number two, that you view yourself as better looking than other people and smarter than other people, then you need to make sure that you're not dismissive of other people, that you don't view them as essentially a lower life form or not as important, or that their feelings don't matter, or that if they don't get you, that's their problem, not yours. That you might say things that that you don't mean with the I suppose one of the ideas.
I judge appearances, but I don't elevate myself above that. But even maybe I do.
Well, if you judge other people's appearance, presumably do you know anybody that you think is better looking than you are? Other than maybe Brad Pitt?
Not really.
Okay. Well, then you're by definition, your judging of other people says that I'm superior to them. So four out of the five criteria that I could come up with, or four of the criteria I could come up with. So the point about narcissism is that other people are not, you're going to have a hard time. First, there are two parts of it. First of all, you're going to have a hard time forming relationships because.
Absolutely.
Okay. All right, and that sort of, all right, so we're five for five at the moment.
I'm heterosexual, and I prefer females, and I don't have a girlfriend, and they really, it's really hard to establish a relationship.
Well, but if you think about it, clearly you are. So if you describe the perfect woman for you, what would the perfect woman for you be? How
hair color
behave?
Brown, buxom, and also zany a little bit, but not always consistent. Like, not consistent, not every day.
You're saying not predictable.
Not predictable, correct.
Well, but would she be loving? Would she be kind? Would she be someone you can count on?
Yeah, but there's the problem. That all of a sudden, I don't like what she suggested today, and then I'm going to stick to my guns and.
All right. Well, give me an example. But well,
for instance, do you
certainly
want to go for a hike? I don't want to go to a hike. I want to go to. I don't want to hike today.
Okay, but are you willing to say I'm willing to go hiking another day?
Sure, but not right now. But also, the spur of the moment for her is the same with me. I would present her with the same thing.
Well, no, wait a minute.
Okay.
All right, the point that I was trying to get to is I think what most of us are looking for in a relationship is somebody that is kind, is loving, is willing to compromise, cares about us, is willing to negotiate. Narcissists don't negotiate.
Exactly.
It's my way or the highway. That's going to be very difficult in a relationship.
Can I ask you something about boredom? A long-time relationship, and I love the woman completely, and we're no longer together. 8 years. And it became, sex and everything just became boredom for me, and I had to find something different. Is that unusual?
Well, narcissists, because they think they're better than everybody, are going to be easily bored. They're going
right.
to, yeah, so you're not, you're sort of not convincing me that you're not a narcissist. Look,
good.
The point, well, I don't know if it's good or bad, except that it's clearly a difficult thing in relationships. So the point being, would you like, I don't think we change our personality, but we can certainly change our behavior. And the issue about narcissism is the behavioral aspects. And the point is that sort of looking, sort of caring a little less about you and focusing a little bit on other people, caring a little bit more about your effect on other people, not dazzling them, but how do I make somebody else feel important? How do I make somebody else feel that they're important to me? How do I compromise? How do I do things that may not be my first choice, but because there's somebody I care about, that I give them the same courtesy and the same gravitas, the same importance that I give myself? Hang on for me for just a minute, and we'll get back to this.
I will. I appreciate that.
All righty, 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Destroy harmful bacteria, allergens, bed bugs, dust mites, fleas in your home with the Ladybug Steam Vapor System. The Ladybug dies deep on surfaces without any toxic residue. Traditional control agents contain toxic chemicals which do more harm than good. Sanitize and disinfect using just water. Quick, fast, and surprisingly easy.
Find out more now by calling 800-997-6584. Ask for Randy. That's 800-997-6584. Or go to advap.com/GCN. That's advap.com/GCN.
This is an important message to all listeners. If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, the tax pros at OIC Tax want to help you. OIC Tax is dedicated to helping taxpayers just like you with their IRS problems.
I owed a lot of money to the IRS. I was working long hours and weekends just to make ends meet. To make matters worse, the IRS was about to garnish my wages, and I needed to file several years of back tax returns. Then I called the tax professionals at OIC Tax. They stopped the IRS from garnishing my wages. They even placed my account into the IRS's financial hardship program so I don't have to make any payments to the IRS. That's right, no payments to the IRS while I'm in this program.
Call OIC Tax today to see if you qualify for the IRS's hardship program. Call 800-272-9128. Call now and mention you heard this radio commercial and receive 10% off their already low fees. 800-272-9128. That number, 800-272-9128. Call now, 800-272-9128.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Austin Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is Sharon Hunt. Before using Heart and Body Extract, my energy level was very, very low. I could only walk a few feet and then would have to sit down. I was tired and lethargic. But after taking Heart and Body Extract, my energy level has improved greatly, and I can now walk longer distances without getting tired so fast. Thank you, Heart and Body Extract.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at hbextract.com.
Hey, I rode the elevator with you, but I don't work on the upper floors. I just want to squeeze in there right next to you so the RFID scanner in my pocket can capture all your personal information, your debit and credit cards, even your work ID badge. So your identity is now my identity. Going up, so am I.
For over 10 years, ID Stronghold has pioneered RFID blocking wallets and ID badge holders for consumers, the U.S. military, and even the executive office of the president. Shouldn't you be protected too? ID Stronghold wallets cost about the same as wallets in most stores, but give you extra protection.
I'm Wal Augustinowicz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Don't be a victim of electronic pickpocketing. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold wallets, card sleeves, and purses.
Visit IDStronghold.com and get the original RFID blocking wallets and badge holders.
IDStronghold.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, we're talking with Scott, who has been designated by people in his life as narcissistic, which he thought was sort of a cool thing until he sort of checked it out and found out it's not such a cool thing. So he asked me to instantly devise a quick test that says, is I or is I not? And right. It turns out he basically is. And the issue
Thank
about
you.
Being, well, narcissistic is that it's going to irritate the daylights out of other people because they're going to think that they don't matter to you. that,
that's the people I care about, especially.
Well, yeah, I mean, yep. That, obviously, I mean,
who lives, who dies, who tells your story?
Well, yeah, but even not only who lives or who dies, but who you hang out with, who
right.
who you make, whose life you make better, whose stories you tell, and that's the point, Scott. It's not
yeah.
only about other people telling your story; it's about you telling theirs. That
which
that most
for?
People want a give and take in a relationship, and narcissists tend to want an audience, but not be
right.
particularly interested in being an audience, not being particularly interested in giving, not being particularly interested in sharing other people's story. They want an audience for their own.
You're absolutely
and that,
right.
It's going to be, yeah, it's going to be tiresome. I mean, people
yep.
get tired of that.
I understand. I think you're absolutely right. In fact, I know
well,
it.
Okay. So, is the issue okay now that I've discovered that there's this
yep.
part of me that I'm not really crazy about, what can I do about it? So that's, I suppose, the next thing is if you're interested in doing something about it. So that, I guess that's my question.
Yes, and but I'm absolutely very social, and people flock to me. I don't flock to them, like you have pretty much what you just said. And
well,
I'm not
but,
a very good listener.
Well, but the question, you didn't answer my question, which is,
I
do you want to change
so,
this?
Yes.
Okay. Why?
I realized that after I realized the term and the definition of narcissist, I don't want to upset the people I care about, but I still want them to hear me.
Okay, that's not really, that's more narcissism, darling. That's saying, well, you
know,
I want people to like me better. That's not the issue. The issue is not about you. The issue is, can you train yourself or even pretend to train yourself to give a tinker's damn about somebody else?
I'd rather not pretend, but would you give me a tidbit of insight?
Well, I mean,
what I should do? Maybe.
You know, I think it may have to be a pretense to begin with, because
okay.
your tendency is not to go in that direction. Your tendency is, okay, I'll be nice to you, but basically only so you'll be nice to me, and only as insofar as how I have to, how far enough to go so you'll be nice to me.
Well,
that your needs,
nice.
Your issues aren't relevant to me except as they relate to me. It's the joke, which isn't very funny, of, okay, enough about me, what do you think about me? I mean, and it's a very limiting, isolating lifestyle.
Would you prefer
because
I was honest with you? Like, I want a girlfriend, I'm single, a girlfriend or a companion, whatever, and would it be better to bring these traits in me out first or discover it later?
Look, I think if you really want a relationship with somebody,
uh-huh.
not an audience, a relationship with somebody, you're going to need some
true.
Practice. I don't think I would start with
okay.
dating. So what I would do, what do you do for a living? Do you have a job?
Yeah, I have a job, steady job. And what I do is hang out with guy friends and just socialize that way. And
well, okay, so start with guy friends and
yeah.
actually ask them about what's going on in their life. And then listen.
Right. Okay.
And don't start comparing, well, you know, his,
that's
you know,
what
his,
I do.
I know you do. Don't start when he says, well, my boss isn't paying attention to me, saying, well, that's because you're a nincompoop. But start
right.
saying, gee, you know, is there anything I can do to
but
help
look,
you about
what
that?
I do this and I do that. That's what, and I interrupt them. Like I give you, I'm sorry. And that's what I do. And that's,
well, but Scott, what I'm telling you is
okay.
you have to make a decision that this is counterproductive behavior.
Agreed.
And therefore, I need to change the behavior. I may sort of behind my eyes think, this guy's a jerk.
Right.
And maybe you need to find friends that, but to honest, to at some level, actually care about somebody else.
Someone thinking I was a jerk.
Pardon me?
I couldn't stand anyone thinking that I was a jerk. I would not.
Well, honey, let me tell you, your yeah. best friend and your mom are telling you exactly that.
I know.
So, is that enough motivation
yes,
to stop being a jerk? Not for them to stop thinking you're a jerk, but to stop being a jerk.
How does it relate to your personality, what you are?
Well,
I don't want to be phony, that's all.
Scott.
Yes.
What you are isn't working.
Yeah.
So whether it's sincere or not, I mean, you're saying I'm a sincere narcissist. Well, you're going to be a lonely, sincere narcissist. So the question is, I got that. So the question is, are you willing to try and alter your behavior? There's still a well, then you're going to have to start practicing. And it's not about being phony. It's about actually thinking about another person. And here's I'll tell you what, I'm going to give you an assignment. I'm going to give you a one-week assignment.
That's why I call it.
I want you, what kind of work do you do?
I unload her from a big box store.
Okay.
I unload trucks, yeah.
Got it. All right, what I want you to do, what kind of social life do you have? What do you do, what did you do last night?
I don't hang in, I walk my dogs and talk to my neighbors.
Okay, so talking to your neighbors is fine. It may make some sense to join a group, like, and I don't care what it is. It could be a bowling league. It can be a great books group. It can be pardon?
I like to ski.
You're about to run out of ski season.
I know.
So let's try and figure out something that you can do in the next week that would be profitable. Because the deal is, okay, fine. The deal is to get a notebook and write down new people's names or even old acquaintances and write down three things that you think are admirable about them. Three things that may, and it can't relate to you. It can't be, well, they like me or they have the same color eyes that I do. I mean, it has to be something about them. Okay? And see if we can do that for a week and call me back a week from today and tell me what your list is. But what you have to do is trust that because you think you're smarter than everybody anyway, that you can actually learn a different behavior, a different way of relating to people. And it may not change.
I judge.
Pardon?
I judge their lifestyles, the people I'm going to call.
Well, you may want to stop judging because what we're trying to do is find things about them that you like, that you think are admirable, and perhaps even that they're doing a better job than you're doing.
And why would I even call them even? Let's factor that in. Yeah, that's good.
Well, because why would you call them?
You're right. Just because. You just gave me a list. I was like, why would I even call you and compare myself to you? See, I'm like,
you're not comparing yourself to me. You're meeting people that you either knew people or we're not talking about dating at this moment. No, you're not comparing. You're trying to find admirable qualities about them. It's not about you, Scott. So it's not about comparing them to you. It's about finding admirable qualities in them. All right? And I'll talk to you in a week. Because the idea is, do we change our personalities? Probably not, but we can certainly blunt the rough edges. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
Kid, this facility is like a ship. So how do I keep us on course without micromanaging every detail? Easy, with Grainger. Grainger's online tools help give me the visibility I need. I can shop, order, and manage all our activity. Oversee purchases, control costs, all while you guys get to order what you need when you need it. I run a tight ship, kid. I run it with Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Learn more at Grainger.com/online purchasing. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack and was told I'd be on disability for the rest of my life. What did I do? I created Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is Sharon Hunt. Before using Heart and Body Extract, my energy level was very, very low. I could only walk a few feet and then would have to sit down. I was tired and lethargic. But after taking Heart and Body Extract, my energy level has improved greatly, and I can now walk longer distances without getting tired so fast. Thank you, Heart and Body Extract.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at hbextract.com.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, molds, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers, using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Well, I'm not sure anybody has ever called up before and said, give me a test and see if my mother and my best friend are right, that I'm a narcissist. So, but, I mean, the point being, I suppose, that you have to decide whether or not that it's something that's causing you pain. You know, the ideas are for using, not believing that. And can we change our personality? Look, I'm in the business of helping people to change. So I'm not sure we can change our basic personality structure, but we can certainly alter our behavior. Because if it's not working, why do we keep doing it, right? You push button A, B pops up. Every time you push A, B pops up. You hate B. Stop pushing A. Now, you may still want to push A for your whole life, but you don't have to push A. And yet, once you acknowledge that you don't like B, that B always follows A, and you can decide that I like A, but does A like me, right? And as I said, psychology is based on experiments with basically two groups of people. Basically, there is a legitimate term, folks. It's either undergraduates or rats, and most psychologists would much rather deal with rats because rats actually learn. they'll understand. Okay, I've been pushing A, and there's nothing coming up for B, or there's a shock coming up for B. Maybe I should stop pushing A. And undergraduates will say, well, A has always worked in the past, or but A should work. But I like A. But, you know, everybody knows A works. So, I mean, the question is, if you don't like B and you know A is going to cause B, stop pushing A and call me. All right? And I'll devise, I suppose, a test. 855-993-7569. Do you notice people are calling up and saying, all right, can you come up off the top of your head with, and I suppose I do. But, you know, I mean, I suppose it's a challenge, kind of fun. As Scott points out, don't get bored. Alrighty, 855-993-7569. Before I took Scott's call, I mentioned to you that I had a nice story to share with you. And I share it for two reasons. Partially because it's nice, and it's kind of, and partially because I want, there's a moral in here. Without making this program too much about me, I just have some things going on in my life right now that are a little unusual, and including somebody who is very close to me who's not doing well, and also a situation that is doesn't loom nearly as large, but it's piggybacked. And as you know, when you get a couple of things going on at the same time, even if they're completely unrelated and of completely different degrees and kinds, they tend to exacerbate one another. So one is really important, one is trivial, but the trivial one is very irritating and unfair and unethical and unexpected, and I could probably come up with a couple more uns, but you get the point. Okay. So, you know, look, what do? You do what you do. You kind of understand this isn't going to last forever. You keep things in perspective, but it's kind of being slog through things. Got an email yesterday from somebody. I think it would probably be embarrassed if I said who he was, so I'm not going to do it. But he's part of my professional life. And he sent me this, he just sent me an email that said, love you, love your show, you're doing great. You know, you're brilliant. And, I mean, it came out of nowhere, and I read it like three times. And I'm actually having a hard time telling the story. I called him back. And luckily for me, because I was a little embarrassed, I called him back and got his voicemail, and I just said, essentially what I just said to you folks, you know, it's been a tough couple of weeks, and I can't tell you how much that meant to me. And unfortunately, my voice probably sounded exactly like it does now, which is a little less than in the control we'd like to think of ourselves as being. And the reason I share it with you is really twofold. Well, I guess threefold. I know, I always start with two and end up with three. Number one, to understand how much difference in someone's life you can make by just saying thumbs up. And I'm not talking about on their Facebook and a like or I'm friending you. I'm talking about a personal interaction, a phone call, a note, a letter, I suppose even an email that says, you're doing good. You matter. You matter to me. And it was interesting because, so that's number one, to understand how little it takes to be meaningful in someone's life. And because you never know. You never know when they're having a good day or a bad day. You never know the circumstances. But that's not the important point. The important point is just to reach out to somebody and say, hey, good. So I was out for dinner with some friends last night, and they were talking about this. We were talking about restaurants, because that's what everybody talks about with me for some reason, either restaurants or movies or theater. And I know a lot more about theater and about, maybe that's why they were talking about restaurants, because they know about restaurants and I know about theater and movies. They were talking about this guy who owned a Greek restaurant, and he said, and they said that the food was good and they went in there all the time, but every Greek Orthodox Easter, he would invite all of his customers for a free dinner, a free Easter dinner that he'd roast a lamb and he had feta cheese and spinacapita, and it was a real feast. And he said when he started, he had one lamb, and by the time he'd been doing it for a while, he had five lambs that he roasted every year.
Wow.
And yeah. And I just thought, wow, that just sounds so wonderful. And I said, what happened to him? They said, I don't know, you know, he moved or something. And I said, do you know where he is? And they said, yeah, we probably do. And I said, why don't you just send him a note or go by and or call him or go by and just tell him how much that meant to you and how much you were thinking about it out of the blue, because it'll mean something. He said, they said, well, at the time we told them we really liked him. I said, no, no, this is after the fact, and he's not doing it anymore, and who knows what's going on in his life. But just the fact that you thought about it, as Scott said, sort of just telling somebody's history, just saying you're a part of my life, I was thinking about you, can make a huge difference. And we forget it. We forget when we're angry with somebody or we feel that they've done something awful, we have no trouble finding the energy to say, hey, you know, what's up about this? You really hurt my feelings. Or we just turn off from them. But it's so easy and it's so powerful to just say, you've done good. This matters to me. You matter to me. So the reason I share it with you is, number one, because I think it's so easy and so powerful. And so do it. And number two, I thought maybe we'd put it up on Facebook of what's the best compliment you've ever received. And it doesn't have to, or maybe most meaningful statement or something. A compliment, I think, works, don't you? We'll try and keep
compliment.
It simple.
Yeah,
what's the best compliment you've ever received, from whom and under what circumstances? And folks, I beseech you to be specific about this. Okay? So that was my thought. So I guess the one was that it meant so much to me. Number two, that all of us are capable of doing it. And number three, that I'd do it as a Facebook. Okay? So those are the three. Today is Johnny Appleseed Day. Dun, dun, dun. Apparently, Johnny Appleseed was a real person, and he spread. Remember, he took apple seeds around.
Yeah.
There you go. Works for me. it's National Middle Name Pride. Do you have a middle name, Blake?
Yes, Alexander.
Now, is that a family name? Or they named you after the great?
We're from Minnesota, and Alexandria was a town that my dad grew up in, and so they named me after that.
Well, thank goodness they didn't call you Alexandria. I mean,
right.
That's, you know,
yeah.
Kind of a girl's name, I think. See, I don't have a middle name. And my mom and dad, there are three sons and four daughters. And all the boys have middle names, and they're usually family names. They're either mm-hmm. my mother's father or my father's middle name or my father's first name or something. They're family names. But which kind of gives them a little more gravitas, because they get three names to our two. And my mother, I don't know if it was my mother and father's, but it was certainly my mother's philosophy that when girls married, that they would get another name, so that would even things out. We'd all have three names, so none of us have middle names. And of course, women tend not to use they either keep their married name as and hyphenate or whatever. But the idea that we would use our middle names or our birth name as our middle name, none of us do. So in fact, if you put NMI, no middle initial, or N, no middle name. I've actually had something that came out with my name that said Joy M. Brown because they said no middle initial or something. I don't know. But so I thought I decided at one point that my middle name should be, are you ready for this? I have no idea where this came from. Valerie.
Hey, there you go.
I don't know where it came from. Valerie. So I actually...
fits the tongue nicely.
Yeah, well, I actually filled out a library card at one point in my life when I decided that my middle name should be Valerie. And every month when I had an overdue book, it would come, something would be addressed to Joy Valerie. It drove my mother nuts. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-993-7569. You know, we're going to do an email here. I'll tell you what, let's do an email, and then I'll do the day in history if we have time. Let's take the email first, because that's a little more urgent.
Okay.
The day in history will not change in the next. No matter what we say or do, it's unchangeable. It's immutable. All right, so go ahead with an email.
Yeah, so this one's from an anonymous emailer. They say, you mentioned letting kids use their own money to buy their own condoms, quote, to make them more responsible, end quote. I completely disagree. At my house, they're like toothpaste or shampoo. I don't want to be a grandmother yet, and I don't want my son to get a symptomless STD that will cause him sterility later in life when I'd really like to be one. So, we've talked since our son was very young about sex, just like potty training. And when he got older, I sent him an email because, insert teenage eye roll, deep sigh here, it just is so embarrassing, and he knew everything, duh. In the email, I told him I loved him enough to protect him. I included a video about how to use a condom. I told him there was a paper bag in his closet that had condoms and a pregnancy test as a constant reminder of the lifelong responsibility factor. I also told him about Plan B, and as a final note, I told him that any change from drugstore.com would be reimbursed without question or comment, that condoms work 70% of the time, so to be 30% ready for a baby, and that we are here for questions to help him at any time. I can stop right there. It goes on a little bit.
Well, yeah. Well, let me stop for a minute and comment, and then we can go. You can just mark where you are, and we can pick it back up in a minute.
Yeah.
I'm not sure I've ever said. I think that it depends a lot on the age of the kid, but giving I'm. As far as I'm concerned, that girls should carry condoms in their pocketbook as well. And if some guy says it's like kissing your sister or, you know, taking a shower with your raincoat on, walk away. If he doesn't have enough respect for you or for himself to protect himself, this is not somebody that you want to have anything to do with. So I guess the issue is at one point, for example, do you replenish? It sounds to me that you were perfectly willing to give him the condoms to begin with, but in terms of replenishment, that was up to him. And it's not so much responsibility as a privacy issue. I'm not sure that I've ever said that people should buy their own condoms. But I don't disagree with you giving him a condom. The other issue that we need to be aware of, and I suppose it's as old as condoms, which have been around for a very, 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 very long time, even if they weren't Trojans, that apparently the rubber deteriorates over time. So guys who carry a condom in their back pocket for 400 years, hoping that at some point they'll get lucky, probably need to replenish those condoms every once in a while.
Right.
And I have no issue with a mom. The only issue that I would take with what I think is a very logical appropriate response is I might have been more tempted to start with doing it face-to-face, even with the teenage eye roll and sigh. So it is more a personal kind of thing, and you're sure that he's gotten the information as opposed to deleting email or not reading it. But a personal conversation with a follow-up of an email would seem to me perfect. And I like the idea that, number one, here, condoms. Number two, for replenishment, I'll reimburse you for it, either at the drugstore or drugstore.com. No questions asked. Here's a pregnancy test to remind you what happens when you're not using a condom. I think there are home tests now for some sexually transmitted diseases, and I might tuck one of those in as well as a reminder. The video is, I suppose, kind of an inspired touch. I can't imagine that guys haven't at some point. I remember, I think they used to demonstrate with a banana, as I recall. But the only complaint I would have, and it's a minor one, is talking with him first to make sure that he's gotten the information, whether he's listened to it or not. And look, if eye rolls are the worst thing we ever get from our kids, we're doing fine. Because who knows with an email and taking it seriously and whatever, but it reinforces the issue. And pointing out that the condoms, you want to make sure he's not interpreting this as a mixed message of if condoms are only 30% or 70% reliable, why bother? Well, because 70% is certainly better than nothing. Also, I would add in that kind of list of information is that girls think that they can only get pregnant midway through the cycle, and it's not true. It turns out that especially young women can get pregnant almost any time, and the less you've had sex, the more likely you are to get pregnant at any point in your cycle, which is a little alarming if you're a female, not to mention a male as well. And with DNA testing, the notion of saying, well, it's not mine, is evaporated. So if I were the mother of a son, I would certainly do exactly what you've done and make sure. I don't know, I might be tempted to staple one, but that seems a little extreme. So, again, I have no issue. On an ongoing basis, I don't know if you want to be your kid's condom provider, and it sounds from your letter you don't want to either. You were willing to provide him initially, but then he provides his own by saying the drugstore.com will be reimbursed. I would put the pregnancy test, I think, is inspired. The video, I think, is smart. I would have had the conversation with him first and then follow it up with email. There was one other comment I wanted to... that you can't reuse condoms. And if the condom comes off, that the morning after should be investigated. I'm trying to think if there's anything else. All right. So no argument for me, just a couple of little curlicues that I might add. All right. Well, then what's the rest of the email?
Yeah, so they go on to say, since we had discussions about trusting a girl who says she's on the pill and STD prevention, we've talked about sexual pressure and consent and many other topics, all discussions started by him. Please, parents,
great,
talk to your kids. Get over your own embarrassment by starting when they're young. I used to teach sex ed as a young nurse and always used this to help parents understand the teenage sexual drive. At that age, it is like holding back diarrhea. You simply must protect them from underdeveloped brains and hormones, a very dangerous combination. Love you tons.
Well, thank you. And I think you're absolutely right. At points in my career, I've thought about writing what to tell your kids about sex from 2 to 20, and everybody keeps telling me, well, yeah, but there's not really a market for that. But exactly as Anonymous points out, if you start talking with your kid about sex when they're 2, first of all, they're not going to ask embarrassing questions like, do you and dad do it, which your teenager very likely will. They're not the 2-year-old's not going to be embarrassed. It becomes part of their life story, of their legend. So I agree with you. Start using appropriate descriptions of genitalia when they're 2. I mean, it's wee-wee and poo-poo. I mean, what does that mean? The diagrams are fine. Talking about respect, talking about responsibility. There are a lot of sex education classes that give kids either flour sacks or soft-boiled eggs to teach them about, or uncooked eggs, about how to take care of a baby 24/7. So thanks for sharing with me. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Destroy harmful bacteria, allergens, bed bugs, dust mites, fleas in your home with a Ladybug steam vapor system. The Ladybug dies deep on surfaces without any toxic residue. Traditional control agents contain toxic chemicals which do more harm than good. Sanitize and disinfect using just water. Quick, fast, and surprisingly easy.
Find out more now by calling 800-997-6584. Ask for Randy. That's 800-997-6584. Or go to advap.com/GCN. That's advap.com/GCN.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent, and in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Demographic Cliff, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.harrydentresearch.com. Again, that's www.harrydentresearch.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.